Don't tell me you love me. Show me. It's Night Ranger on this Free For All Freaky Friday. And we are joined in studio this morning by head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Coach Miller. How we doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing fantastic. It's a beautiful morning in the Ozarks. And, boy, we've been blessed with some great weather. And, of course, it's basketball season. And you've had your third game now, right?
Correct.
And started, of course, at the shootout, Van Buren against Rogers. Great warm-up, you know, get a look, let kids play against somebody in a different jersey. And then you followed that up with Willard.
Yep.
Good team, aren't they?
They're really solid and really got hot, and they're really good team.
Now, that game right there, take us through it. Just, you know, what are some of the things that you watched that – you know, it's like, okay, we need to fix this. And then tell us some of the things that you watched that you went, they're getting it. They're, you know, good. Give us the good and the bad.
Yeah. And like that game, and also last night against Mine Home as well, but specifically against Willard, came out. We were down 12-2 to start the game. It kind of hit us right in the mouth. We actually fought back. Actually ended up going up 8 at one point, and then going to halftime, we were up 4. Feeling really good about it. We were executing our game plan. We held their best player to 0 points in the first half. Did a great job on him. Really controlled tempo. Came out. They kind of hit us back in the mouth. Outscored us 9. Then we were down 5 going into the third quarter. And we kind of lost our momentum. We kind of lost our legs. That was one of the biggest things that we had. But our boys executed, at least the first. We felt like the first 2.5 quarters, we executed exactly what we wanted to do. We just lost our legs late.
And then last night at Mountain Home, it's cool playing Mountain Home. I think West Plains and Mountain Home, that's just such a cool little rivalry. But kind of a little scoring droughts, you know. And it's hard to – sometimes it's just not going to go in, you know. But yeah. Limiting those is, I guess, really what you want.
Yeah, and we went through some of that last night, especially late. I think we ended up, it was about an 8-point lead from Mount Home going into the fourth. One of our goals last night was to play 4-minute games and keep it pretty short and try to win those 4-minute games. Mm-hmm. First 4 minutes of the fourth quarter, we did a great job with that. We outscored them by 4, cut it in half. Mm-hmm. So we were down 4 with about 4 minutes to go, and we felt like the first 3.5 quarters we were really good, and then we had a few turnovers late. We had about 3 straight turnovers that really kind of hurt us, kind of hurt momentum late.
Yeah.
But I felt like Briggs Houston always does a really good job, and he's kind of a matchup nightmare for mm-hmm. other teams. But he does a great job, and him as well as Luke and Grant are all 3 really good leaders for us, and they kind of kept us together, kind of kept us going in the Mount Home game as well as the Willard game. Jared Kraft and Josiah Long, both of them also had really good nights. Josiah actually started off the game scoring 9 points, really got hot. He's a sophomore, and then Jared Kraft ended the game with, I think, 17.
Mm-hmm. They're both sophomores, right?
And they're both sophomores. So some bright spots right there. Clay and Robbins played some big minutes last night. I know he's coming off that injury. He played a little bit on Tuesday, but he did a really good job whenever he was in there. Hit a big 3 for us about in the second, third quarter, hit a big 3 for us. Mm-hmm. But we got some pieces, and we're progressing to where we want to be.
Well, yeah, and that's, you know, you just want to get a little better each night, mm-hmm. each day, each minute, and great things will happen. Now, looking at what's coming up mm-hmm. next week, you got a date with Poplar Bluff.
Yep,
and you know that's a well, of course, the Hansboroughs, you
yep.
know.
That studs.
I remember filling in one year to do a Zizzer game. And, you know, I just pretty much stay focused on the smaller schools mm-hmm. that I follow. And there's this mammoth of a man, and I'm like, is that the coach? I'm like, no, that's Lansborough. He's like, look at all the, you know, and sure enough, you know, here's all these jackets and stuff of big Division One schools, you know. It's like, oh, okay. But, you know, Poplar Bluff, it's a good bus drive.
Mm-hmm.
60 highway.
Yep.
And you're there. What are you hearing out of Poplar Bluff? Well, what type of team they got this year?
Right now, they're about 500. They're better than their record says. Very athletic. Love to get the ball to the rim. Kind of just play.
Mm-hmm.
But they really get up in your grill. They do a really good job of just making sure they want to try to put. It's just like, it's sort of like boot heel ball. I feel like
it's
just
different, isn't it?
It's way different. Physical, fast.
Yes.
We'll try to shoot some threes, but outside of that, they're going to try to get to the lane. They're going to try to play a lot of one-on-one ball.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we just have to do is we got to focus on ourselves and we got to control pace.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, the game that I did for you guys, mm-hmm. at the shootout, when it's a half-court game, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are, you know, the Zizzers are very effective. The execution of a half-court game is very good. But against Rodgers, when they started speeding you up a little mm-hmm. bit, some, you know, there was, and again, it's early, and it will get better,
mm-hmm.
but there were some flaws that were shown in that.
There were, against Rodgers, they had 19 turnovers. That's too many for us to try to win a game. But I will say against Willard,
did they try to speed you up too?
They pressed us probably three quarters of the game, and we actually ended the game only with 9 turnovers.
That's really good.
We did a really good job handling pressure. That's one thing we talked about is we have to limit turnovers, mm-hmm. and that's one thing we did, and we gave ourselves an opportunity.
Yeah. Now, Harlan, talking with him this morning, he, of course, did the play-by-play on Hot Country KDY. One thing he said, Mount Home shot the ball. Just mm-hmm. they were just lights out, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean – and you hate, it's like, great, you know, they can't miss, you yeah. know, but that's just kind of how it goes.
Yep. It was, I think they made, I want to say 11 threes last night.
Yeah, that's what he said. It was crazy.
And then I think we ended with 5.
Yeah.
But I was kind of going back, they had a kid, the number 3 for him. I mean, he had 5 threes on Tuesday. And then I think he had 3 threes last night. So he went, no, actually 4 threes last night.
Mm-hmm.
We had a tough time finding him, especially after he hit the first. And he has actually the one hit the game winner on Tuesday for him.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of had a tough time finding him. Got a little lost sometimes in transition defense. But Mount Home, they shot the ball last night.
Yeah.
I think they shot about 53%. Got the stats back this morning. So they shot really good.
You're going to have a good night. You shoot.
Yeah.
45%.
Yep.
You know, you're going to have a good night. So when is the first opportunity for a lot of local folks to be able to see the Zizzers in their own gym?
Well, that'll be next Friday. So a week from today will be December 15th against Rogersville.
Mm-hmm.
And that game will be at the high school starting at 4:30 with our freshmen, followed by our JV and varsity.
So, I mean, you know, that's your alma mater. You're excited about that?
That's one game I'm kind of circling my schedule, but right now I'm really locked into what can we do against Bluff?
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do against
Bluff. Well, and, you know, kind of backing up a little bit about the difference, you know, you go east of Winona,
mm-hmm.
you know, east of Van Buren. The basketball is different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how we look at football.
Yep.
They look at basketball,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's always fun going east and playing teams. Your Poplar Bluffs, your East Carters, your you know, Sykestons,
mm-hmm.
and of course, I don't know if anybody wants, you know, looking forward to play Sykeston
yeah.
this year. But I mean, you get, you know, Cape Central, all those teams to the east. Boy, I tell you what, they got a lot of history and a lot of gym rats.
Oh yeah, for sure. They got a lot of kids who just love basketball, as do we this year. We got a lot of kids that love basketball, but no, I'm just really looking forward to it. I'm seeing what our kids can do against that different style,
yeah.
different pace,
yeah.
and see how we can execute, and just see how we can play against them. Play against another school that's somewhat close, 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Against
same Robert size.
Bluff. Same size. You know?
Yeah, that ought to be a lot of fun. And again, mm-hmm. that game will air on Hot Country KDY. Hey, Coach Miller, everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers. Every Friday morning, you can catch him for a little coach's talk. We appreciate you coming by and sharing that with us. As again, this season is just getting started. It's not a sprint, you know. It is a marathon, and it's all about where you finish. But you know, still you're. Every team is trying to position themselves to where they can get a really good seed once that part of the season comes around. Hey, we appreciate you coming by, and we'll see you next Friday.
Thank you.